This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Last month, Ravi Brock from our content partner Talk Business sat down with the CEO of Tyson Foods, Donnie Smith, for a conversation that will be the feature story in the next issue of Talk Business Arkansas magazine. Here is a portion of that conversation.
Let's begin with just kind of your career at Tyson Foods. You started in 1980. You graduated from the University of Tennessee. Kind of appropriate that you got some close to Tennessee colors in there.
Yeah, I love it. They did that.
Maybe a little more Razorback red. Well, close. I don't know. We'll see. But just tell me how did you land your first job with Tyson Foods? What were you doing, and how did you come to the company?
Yeah, I was a pre-vet major at Tennessee. And after about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, I figured out that was not going to work. And my college advisor, who was also the poultry science extension guy at Tennessee, Dr. Goen, I went to him and said, "It's not going to work, is it?" He said, "Not a chance." And I was using Poultry Science Club to pad my resume because I figured if I couldn't get in with grades, if I had a long resume, they might look at me, but it wasn't going to happen. And so he kind of pointed me towards Tyson because they had a complex in Shelbyville, which was about an hour and a half from where I grew up. And so I started working them really hard my last year of school. And by the time I graduated, Terry and I met my wife at school too. We graduated on the 12th of December. We got married on the 20th of December, and I started to work for Tyson on the 28th of December as a broiler service man, you know, calling on growers and trying to help them do as good a job as they could do growing chickens.
Let's talk about the last 12, 18 months here at Tyson Foods. Things are clicking on all cylinders, and things are really moving in the right direction. And why do you think things have aligned like they have?
Two things. One, we spent really since 2009, you know, from that point till now, really working on our culture. And I think creating a culture where – you know, people are willing to take some risks, not crazy risk, but, you know, reasonable, controlled risk, not afraid to fail, knowing that you know, we got to try different things, we got to try to innovate, and everything about our business, our processes in our plants, our processes here as we, you know, manage through the everyday business of taking orders and paying for stuff and all that. And so just really creating a culture where people know that we care about them, and they're willing to take a chance and try something new and that kind of thing.
So, give me an example of something that fits that mold that you can think of.
Sure. So I remember. I'm going to date myself a little bit. This is kind of going back into that 2009, 2010 era. In our fresh chicken business, we had really light truck weights. You know, we were probably averaging 24,000 pounds a truck. And so, you know, we're scratching our heads around how can we be more efficient. And we just made the decisions. Look, the customer service representatives, they deal with our customers every day. They take these orders, and they build the orders into truckloads. Wouldn't they be the best ones to figure out, you know, how to increase transportation efficiency? And so we just brought them in and said, "Hey, here's where we are. Here's where we think we could be. So what do you think?" And they go, "Oh, yeah." And it was more of a, you know, kind of, we were just waiting for you to ask. And so we turned them loose on that. And some of it was order pattern changes. Some of it was working with production plant scheduling folks. But now we average close to 34,000 pounds of load in that business. And you know, the bosses didn't do that. It was the bosses turning the people loose and saying, "Look, try some new stuff because what we're doing today is not as good as it could be." And I think that's a great example of just you know, dropping down to the people who are the closest to the work and explaining to them what we would like to be able to do, and get us as close to that as you can. And it's amazing what people will do.
Yeah.
So there's one – I could talk the rest of the day on examples.
So changing culture is one aspect. You said there's a second.
You know, a lot of where we are today has really been built on the foundation that we started in FY 10 and 11 and 12, which was really getting our cost structure right and our capital structure right. Getting back to the fundamental basics, blocking and tackling of running a good business.
What was out of line before that? I mean,
I'll just use our poultry business for example. We've probably taken close to 10 cents a pound out of our poultry business, and it was in line efficiency, labor efficiency, plant spend, yields. So I'm not talking about pricing, or I'm not talking about the change in grain. I'm talking about things that we had complete control over, mm-hmm. that we just weren't focusing on at the time. I'll get a quick story, and this will really hurt her 20 minutes thing. But I remember not long after they had put me in this job, I brought the senior team together and said, okay, we're going to have our first strategy talk. And here's our strategy. We're not going to talk about strategy for at least a year. We don't need a strategy. We need to fix this business. So I want to just forget about grandiose ideas about who we can be in 5 years, because if we don't fix this thing, there ain't going to be 5 years. Just go get good at what we do. And, 2010, best year we've ever had. We got really focused on the fundamentals of our business, and we've never lost sight of that and the importance of that. And so that's a big part of it. And we took those earnings and had a lot of choices, to use that cash. But what we did is we really fixed our balance sheet. And now our net debt to EBITDA is like 0.6 times. We've got a great balance sheet. We've got a lot of options, mm-hmm. in how we use our cash. And so our folks today, really what they're reaping today is the benefit of all that hard work from 10 and 11 and 12. Our sales folks are focused on working with our customers. I think God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, mm-hmm. so we try to shut up and listen. It's hard to tell through this because I'm talking like a machine gun, but listen to our customers and find out what it means to be their go-to supplier, and then just come back and go to work on how can we help add value to their business, because when we do that, then that adds value to our business. Mm-hmm.
Roby Brock talked to Donnie Smith, the CEO of Tyson Foods, earlier this year. The conversation is the cover subject for the next issue of Talk Business Arkansas magazine. Roby and Talk Business Arkansas are content partners of Ozarks at Large.